You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, sitting in for Lizzie O'Leary. Let's get things rolling with this week's GOP debate. One of the things that was striking, though perhaps not surprising, was the way the candidates responded with a minimum amount of details and specifics anytime they were asked about the economy. For example,
you get in and you change every aspect of regulations that are job killers. You get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something that doesn't suppress wages and kill jobs.
And
I think most of us in America understand that people, not the government, creates jobs. And one of the best things we can do is get the government out of the way, repeal Obamacare.
And
we had great economic growth. We cut taxes and we had a big surplus. Economic growth is the key. Economic growth is the key to everything.
To talk about this trend of minimizing the big issues, I'm joined by Lisa Desjardins. She's political director of PBS NewsHour. Lisa, welcome back.
Hi, great to be back.
So this doesn't seem like a new thing, but this week's debate sort of highlighted the fact that if you're running to be the most powerful man or woman in the world, it doesn't seem like you need to offer a lot of specifics when it comes to how you're going to address economic issues.
That's right. I think when you look at the minimum that a politician has to say in answer to a serious question, especially about the economy, which is complex, the minimum, sad to say, is nothing. They can spend a lot of time and use a lot of words saying pretty much nothing. And I think we hear that even from some candidates who are giving specifics. And that's where it gets tricky. You can kind of know when someone's, you know, not saying much, being vague. But take, for example, I've been watching Jeb Bush, former Florida governor, and he's made one very specific proposal. He says he is going to boost the economy 4% GDP every year he is president. That's really specific. But okay, how do you do that?
Well, how indeed. In fact, I've got the clip here from a voters forum from earlier in the week. Let's give a listen.
I think we can grow our economy at 4% instead of this anemic
2%. You think we can get
to 4% absolutely.
GDP?
Yeah, and the fact that Paul Krugman disagrees with me warms my heart. The fact is we can grow at that rate. It will require fixing a few really big complex things.
Okay, wait, let's go to the videotape on that. It will require fixing a few big complex things. Is that all?
Right, just the economy. It will require fixing the economy. Yes, exactly. And I think another one that is a huge issue this week and for the rest of the Republican contest is immigration. I think every listener knows what I'm going to say next. A lot of these Republicans will say, we have to secure the border. That's the first thing they'll say. And, you know, if you really look at the immigration issue, which is a massive economic issue in this country, no matter what you think about it, the truth is that most of the Republican candidates, you might be surprised, are in the middle and haven't really said if they think illegal immigrants, those in the country illegally now, should be able to stay or not. Most of them, including Donald Trump, are kind of open to the idea of some status, but they're not going to say that. They're only going to say border security.
Well, and I think there's a reason for that, because while rank-and-file voters might feel very emotional about undocumented workers, the business world has been pushing back a little bit and saying, you know what, we're talking about 13 million, 14 million people. You pull them out of the equation, who's going to do that work?
Right, that's right. And I think it's interesting. I actually had a conversation with Ben Carson this week, one-on-one, before the debate, and his position previously had been that undocumented workers should be allowed to stay, but they have to go back to their home country first and apply as guest workers. I asked him about that. You know, we're just sitting in a kind of waiting room together, basically. And he said, no, actually, I've been speaking to farmers, and now I believe that those undocumented workers should stay in the country and apply from here. That's a pretty big shift, but you don't hear him talking about that too much on the ground. And the reason is because he's hearing from businesses that's something that they want. But this gets to this idea of the minimum. You know, he could definitely say more. Maybe he will say more in the future, but he is listening, but we're not hearing necessarily all of that in all of the speeches.
What's very striking here is that I'm always advising consumers to make informed decisions about the things they're going to buy. Yet when it comes to making informed political decisions, we're given as little information as possible. Take, for example, Social Security or Medicare, for that matter. Everybody agrees these are problems that need to be addressed. Everybody agrees that there are only a handful of solutions that are on the table. Yet you ask the candidates, either Republican or Democrat, what specifically are you going to do? And they'll dodge it. They'll say, well, that's something that we'll talk about later on.
That's right. And I think what we have in this Republican field and pretty much among politicians in general is each candidate might have one thing where they're sort of sticking their neck out. Not all of them do. But Chris Christie is an example here where he has gone beyond the minimum. He is saying that he would make cuts to future entitlements to and he would also raise how much the wealthy would be paying into and getting and lower how much they would get out of Social Security and Medicare. So he's gone farther than some others. Also, Lindsey Graham is in that category as well. But, you know, that is one of our largest problems in this country. We need leaders who can tell us what they would do about it. And we're not. We're getting the minimum, which is really, like I said, nothing. They can get away with just saying not much.
Lisa Desjardins is political director of PBS NewsHour. Lisa, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.